post-game with bench coach Gary Dowd after a 5-1 loss in Dumfries. Hard to know where to start, Gary. Fairly even first 30 minutes and then silly mistakes creeping in. No real quality shots on goal. What happened?
No, I'm sorry, Carol. I think you're completely wrong. We didn't come out the starting blocks. We let them take the lead. You know, the game was unacceptable. Our work rate wasn't good enough. We didn't execute the systems that we've been practicing. Lads looked tired on the ice, you know. We had three lines. There's no excuses for a performance like that.
Well, to say we were slow out of the blocks, I think we probably flattered them because Solway looked a little slow as well, so possibly that's why we managed to come out at the end of the first on level terms. Solway took every chance that they were given. We did have some chances there in the second and we didn't take them.
No, we didn't take them, and that's the crucial thing, you know, with our team. We've got to start taking the chances that we get. You know, you go up against the likes of the stronger teams, the Hulls, the Sheffields, the Telford, and they hit the net more times than they miss it. We miss it more times than we hit it. And it's a proven point tonight. It shows you we had some great scoring opportunities and we just don't take enough of them.
So where do we go from here? We've got Hull coming into our barn tomorrow. Hull are scoring for fun. They're missing their import netminder, but it doesn't seem to be bothering them in the slightest. They've got, you know, they're off the back of two games this weekend already, and they've won both of them comfortably.
Yeah, I mean, a good team will get up, dust themselves off, and get back into gear tomorrow night, and that's what we've got to do. You know, we were unacceptable tonight. I'll hold my hands up and say, you know, we weren't good enough right the way through. But again, we dust ourselves off and go again tomorrow night and see where we fare up there.
In terms of where we are with, we've got missing bodies, obviously. We're not going to use that as an excuse. But is it kind of changing, you guys having to change the systems to accommodate the guys that are missing?
Yeah, but to be honest, all three lines practice the same system, so all three lines should be able to play. And we are missing some valuable players, Jack Davies, Cal Davies, Richie Thornton in defence, Ross Anlin, you know, there's another line of the game. But on the flip side of that is it gives other people an opportunity in the team to stand up and be accounted for, which, in all fairness, young kids who were on there now, young Shuggy and that, played very well. But the team have got to pick up the slack as well, you know, and drive for it. And we didn't. We were second to every puck. We didn't want to get involved. You know, we didn't want to 50-50 pucks and we were losing them. We can't afford to be doing that. The depth of our team is not massive, so we have to win every puck. We have to make that puck count every time we have possession.
So you're fully expecting to see a reaction from the boys tomorrow?
Yes,